Hello and welcome to the BCS Sports Podcast on our very special inaugural episode. It's Friday the 28th of the spookiest month of the year. Students and teachers alike are excited to get out the doors and have a week of relaxation, partying, and some Halloween mischief before the semester tests kick off. Now, even though this is episode 1, don't assume that this will be a breezy run-through. We have an action-packed first episode with loads of reports to keep you updated on all your sporting needs. I'm your host, Adam Walsh.
And I'm Ethan Henry. And without further ado, this is everything you need to know about sports in BCS so far this year. And to kick us off, we have a sport that some may call soccer, some may call it football. All I know is that you kick the ball with your foot.
Okay.
And first up, we have Mr. Flawless Lawless's under-14 team. And they got pulled in a hard enough group. They got St. Louis of Kilchmaa and Ballinrobe.
Yeah. Now, that's a hard group to be put in. I've heard good things about both of those teams.
Yeah.
And now they haven't had a match yet, but it will be interesting to see how they can do that. It's a young team coming together and working for it. And, you know, soccer, it's not your traditional Irish sport. This isn't a soccer school, thank God. But we'll see how they can play against the team, because I'm very interested to see how they'll be doing for our next sport.
You have to remember as well, it's a lot of the lads' first time playing for the school and representing the school.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll be eager to get out on the pitch and show what they're made of to Mr. Lawless, see if they can get on that team. And it's exciting to see what they can bring up to the team, see if they can improve soccer standards in our school.
Yeah, exactly. It's needed. But with a manager like Mr. Lawless behind the wheel, I don't think much can go wrong.
And moving on now, we will go on to the under-15 squad.
Yes, now they're being managed by Mr. Ryan. Normal name this time, we'll keep it. They're playing against Summerhill College Sligo. Ballyhaunis is in the pool, of course. They're playing Davids College, Rice College, the famous culinary school, and St. Gerald's of Castlebar. Now, their first match was against Summerhill. We're not going to talk about this one too in-depth. The score, Ballyhaunis did lose, and Summerhill did very well against us. I think Mr. Ryan might be withholding some of the details on this match.
Just maybe.
But, you know, that's up to him.
I think we should move on from that game, though. Yep. Move on to the second game, which was much improved now, we must say. It was against Davids College in Milebush, and wow, what a win.
Yeah,
8-1
wow.
To Ballyhaunis. The highlights from this game, you had Fionn Conlon, Ross Ron Dalton, and Connor Coyne all bagging a brace, with Keanu Shocknessy and Isaac Wuzu getting a goal each.
Yeah, okay, a brace. Okay, now, whatever that is, good thing they got it.
Okay, sorry, yeah. All the sporty heads out there will know what a brace is, but for anyone who doesn't know, a brace is when you get two goals. For you, Adam. That's
yeah, okay.
For
yeah,
next time, for next
me
time.
And the others.
So we will go on to the under-17 soccer now, managed by Patsy Noon himself. And they also got a tough enough group.
Yeah, now they're here with Summerhill College once again. St. Murdochs, I believe.
Murdochs, yeah.
They played against Sligo Grammar School, the very well-spoken school, and St. Louis Kilchmaa. Now, their first match was against St. Louis, and they played it in Milebush once again with a score of 2-2, which is interesting.
And with the full-time report, here's Jarlath Kincannon.
The game kicked off in Milebush at 11:30. It was a perfect day for a game of football. Ballyhaunis Community School versus St. Louis. The game starts off with Ballyhaunis dominating possession. Ballyhaunis created many different chances in the early minutes of the game, but were unsuccessful in scoring. This was the case until the 13th minute, when Mohamed Alam took advantage of a ball over the top and put the ball past the keeper to put Ballyhaunis 1-1 going into half-time. The second half gets a start with St. Louis applying heavy pressure on Ballyhaunis. It wasn't long before the pressure paid off when St. Louis' number 9 took an opportunity after a scramble in the box to make the game 1-1. The win carried in St. Louis' sail when Sinningafoyle's free kick got dispossessed, and there was a quick break for St. Louis' number 9 darting down the wing. Jason Burke puts in a challenge, but unfortunately the ball ends up in front of St. Louis' number 11, making the game 2-1. Ballyhaunis refused to give up. A chance came when Oisin Kelly got fouled outside the box on the right-hand side. The team decides that Oisin Kelly is going to be the one that takes the free kick. He steps up and slots the ball into the back of the net. The game finishes 2-2, and Patsy's Army leave Milebush with 1 point secured.
Many thanks to Jarlath there for that report, and certainly an exciting encounter there for Mr. Noon's men.
And to wrap up all our soccer content, finally we are moving on to the under-19 team, who is managed by Mr. McMiniman. Mr. Mac. We'll just call him Mr. Mac.
Yeah, Mr. Mac. Now, they're in a pool with St. Louis and Kilchmaa, Gordon Abbey and Cross Molina, Gortnor Abbey in Crossmolina, Summerhill College Sligo, and St. Murdoch's Ballina. And now I have to say, this is really a hard group to be in with.
Group. Yeah, it's a very tough group.
Because if someone asks you who you're playing against, you have to try to pronounce all of those names.
So I wouldn't like to be doing it. As we actually know that they have played one game against Summerhill. We are aware that it didn't exactly go to plan for them. But that's all right, sure. It's only the first day out of the season. So they have a lot to work on from here. And yeah, I think they've high hopes for the season.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware, especially with the new coach, Mr. Mac. Just into school, a brand new coach. But that's soccer done with. Finally, we can move on to a new topic. And next, we're moving on to my favourite.
Competitive chess.
Close. Try again.
Basketball.
Second time. Okay, basketball. Yes, we love basketball. So we're going to move on to senior boys basketball. They obviously are managed by the brand new Mr. Waters. I have to say, I am a player of this team, and I think he's great. I think he knows exactly what he's at. He has a very good basketball head on him.
Yeah.
And you nearly feel like he's a part of the team. Like, he's nearly playing with you when you're at these games and trainings. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Because would you say he's good because he's still wet behind the ears?
That joke just really didn't flow, mate.
Right, their first match they played against Ballymote Waters. They played it here in Ballyhonus for our great basketball cities on the 19th of October and came away with a score of 32-22 to
Ballymote.
Sadly,
yeah, Ballyhonus, we lost out on that one. Now, I have to say, I did think we did play all right. Like, again, it was our first game out, and we were only getting used to playing with each other. Like, we hadn't really played together before. Ballyhonus isn't really a basketball place. There's no clubs, no nothing. So you're kind of bringing people from all different clubs together to play a sport that no one really plays. So I think that's a good result, considering.
Yeah, no, that's very good. I mean, 22, that's still
good.
That's
22 points.
That's still impressive.
But in the second game, we scored a lot more. This game was against St. Coleman's of Clare Morris, once again in our lovely gym in Ballyhonus. This was only 2 days after the Ballymote game,
Not
much of a break. But the score in this game was 54 to Clare Morris, 43 to Ballyhonus.
Getting better. That's what's
important. That's nearly double the points.
Yeah,
Now, we still lost out by about 11 points, but the improvement that we had that game, and there's one player specifically I want to give a shout out to, is Muhammad Alam.
Okay.
What a game he had. He was put marking one of their main players, and my God, he was on him every single play. He couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So a big shout out to him.
Yeah, definitely.
But the main game, match three, this is the big one.
Yeah, they played against Iski here in Ballyhonus once again, the basketball centre of Mayo. They played this on the 25th, 4 days later, so just bang, bang, bang for this team. The score ended up being a 46-33
Victory to Ballyhonus.
Well done, Ballyhonus. They just keep getting better, and really that is the important thing, and I think that's what Mr. Waters must be able to do so well as their manager, is even if they aren't winning every game, they are getting better every game. And you know, it just goes to show that blood is thicker than waters.
To quickly move on from that horrendous joke, we actually have an interview with the main man himself, Mr. Waters.
We're here with Mr. Waters after his previous three basketball matches here at BCS. Mr. Waters, how do you think you've done so far with the team?
Overall, I think it's been a positive experience, both myself and the players, really. Although the scoreline and the results might not match the performance that we've put in. You know, our opening two games, we lost, had a good win there the last day against Iski, and we have another tough fixture coming up on the 11th of November. So, look, there is room for improvement, but, I mean, this team is growing and gelling really, really well. And progressing really, really well. So I'm excited as well for whatever about this year. I think next year will be a real year for our senior boys.
And what do you think was the switch between the two losses and the big win the last year?
I suppose the first game, really, we left that behind us. We had the beating of them. In St. Coleman's, that was a very tough game against a very strong, experienced opposition. What was the switch? It's a good question. I suppose the main difference and the main switch was there was more of a hunger within our lads, and we had more of a self-belief. You know, the lads are building up their confidence the whole time. the more game time they get and the more exposure they get to a game. I mean, there's a couple of players you could name for outstanding performances over the last three games with the flurry of points, and people taking the leadership and the lads, you know, really working together for each other, not for themselves or not an individual performance, but it's a team performance.
Of course, of course. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that.
Now, we'll move on to my absolute favourite section, which is the senior girls' basketball. Match one, their managers are Miss Ronayne and Miss Donnellan. And Miss Ronayne, I believe, is another...
another new coach, another new teacher, first year in the school.
Yeah, a lot of new teachers in Ballyhonus this year. I guess not many people are signing up for Sligo Grammar School. In their first match, they played against Mount St. Michael's Claremorris. Here... you would not believe it. They played it in Ballyhonus itself in the gym.
Know.
On the 25th of October, which was a very busy day for basketball.
Clearly. And to update us on it, on this game, guess who it is?
Who is it?
It is myself. I have actually done a match report and an interview with Sinead O'Neill, Alicia Greeley, and Katie Madden. So over to you, me.
The BCS senior basketball girls' side hosted their neighbours, Mount St. Michael of Claremorris. After an exciting encounter under the wise stewardship of Miss Ronayne and Miss Donlan, our girls came out victorious on a scoreline of 15 points to 13. The first quarter was a cagey, low-scoring affair. Both sides made a slow start, perhaps due to the fact as it was their opening encounter of the season. Ballyhonus were dealt a severe blow early into the first quarter as they racked up their maximum number of team fouls, which means every foul committed resulted in free throws for the opposition. No doubt Miss Ronayne and Miss Donna were unhappy at the discipline of their team. First quarter ended on a scoreline of 3 points apiece. The game increased in intensity in the second quarter. Ballyhonus edged in front courtesy of Sarah Gill's fantastic layup and ball skill. However, Claremorris retaliated strongly and went into the halftime break 2 points up. A standout moment of the third quarter was a brilliant play from Katie Madden. Madden took possession of the ball, driving down the right side of the court. She followed this with a fabulous dummy shot, resulting in a stunning jump shot to raise Ballyhonus' spirits. The atmosphere reached a crescendo in the final quarter when the game really came to life. The tight scoreline and fierce rivalry gave a tense and nail-biting finish. Claremorris levelled the game with the last minute on the clock, and the crowd were sure that this was to be the final scoreline. However, in the last 20 seconds of the game, Madden came with a moment of brilliance, dribbling past the defence before finishing the ball in the basket. This meant Ballyhonus ran out victors on a scoreline of 15 points to 13.
I'm here after this brilliant game in Ballyhonus. It finished Ballyhonus 15, Claremorris 13. I'm here joined by Sinead O'Neill, the captain of today's team, who is going to give me a few pointers on the game. So, Sinead, what did you make of your team's performance today?
I mean, it was just brilliant. Like, we really haven't worked. It's so nice to be back on the court with the girls. We haven't had a proper game since first year. With COVID coming along and cancelling everything out, like, we were on a real winning streak in first year. We were up to the kind of final, and then, of course, COVID came along. So it's so nice to be back out with the girls on the court. Now, there is obviously a lot to work on, but for our first game, I just thought it was brilliant, and I'm so proud of all the girls.
And one key aspect of your game today was your layups. The amount you scored, even under pressure, was brilliant. Is that something you've been working on in training, Alicia?
Yeah, we've definitely been working a lot on our layups. They were good today, but we did miss a good few, so I think we just need to practice more layups under pressure. But overall, they weren't bad today.
And finally, I'll go to who I would call player of the match today, Katie Madden. You scored 13 of the 15 points. What do you think of your performance today?
It wasn't too bad. We all worked well as a team, and we got going then near the end when all the senior lads came in and the second year girls to sports on, and that really got us going.
Perfect. It was a brilliant game here, first game of their campaign. Hopefully it's onwards and upwards from here. I've been Ethan Henry reporting for Ballyhonus Sport.
Now we're moving on to Ethan's favourite group, which is the cadet boys basketball. Because he's the TY helper.
Yes, because I'm the TY helper.
Of course.
That's obviously why.
What else would it be?
So, in their first match, they played Ballymote. Their manager is, of course, the lovable Mr. Ginty.
Lovable.
Yeah, we all love him. The maths teacher. This was also played, guess where?
Ballyhonus.
Would you believe it? Played in Ballyhonus. And we won't go into detail too much about this game.
It's not interesting.
The lads tried. It was, again, their first outing of the season, so it was always going to be a tough encounter, especially against a team like Ballymote. Again, they're a very strong basketball school.
It seems to be.
Yeah, so we won't go too into detail about that, but again, you still had some good parts in it, some good plays, and you can really see the potential the team had,
yeah.
Which did shine through for the second game.
In the second game, they played against Iski, which is not a grime rapper or something you might find inside your mouth. they played it here in Ballyhawes on the 25th once again. And the score was a wonderful 19-12 to Ballyhawes. And we actually have a match report on this from the handsome Ethan Henry.
Wow, let's go over to me again.
To cap off a day full of basketball, the Ballyhawes cadet team hosted Iski. The game was set to be a thriller as both teams were very equally matched. The game started slowly as both teams struggled to get with the pace of the game. BCS hit the first blow and showed their class with an early basket from Adam Kelly. Iski responded swiftly, scoring a basket of their own a few minutes later. The remainder of the quarter continued much the same as both sides traded baskets. The first quarter ended 6-2 in favour of Ballyhawes. The second quarter was driven into life after a superb three-pointer from Brian Coggins for Iski. This got the crowd on their feet and it gave Iski some momentum to power them forward. Ballyhawes responded brilliantly by getting the next four baskets from play. This put BCS into a very commanding position in the game and it left Iski with a lot to do. The buzzer sounded for half-time and the scoreline read Ballyhawes 13 points, Iski 5 points. The game was to be a tale of two halves as the second half took a much different course. Iski were the first out of the blocks in the third quarter thanks to a lovely jump shot from their number 13, Dahi Ritchie. Once again, Ballyhawes struck back and regained their 8-point advantage. The atmosphere was growing and the tension was rising as every second ticked off the game clock. The game entered its final quarter and everyone was sure that Ballyhawes would run out comfortable victors. However, that was not to be the case. Continuing their form from the first two quarters, Ballyhawes once again got the scoring underway, courtesy of Emmanuel. This was to be the end of the scoring for BCS as Iski started to grow into the game. A brilliant move down the right side from Iski ends with a gorgeous three-pointer from Brian Coggins once again. This basket seemed to bring Iski into life as they went on to score the next three baskets. Ballyhawes fought on right until the very end and they managed to hold on for their first victory of their campaign. Mr. Ginty's cadet team won the game on a score of Ballyhawes 19, Iski 12.
So that was a brilliant report, if I may say so myself. I may be a bit biased, but
yeah, maybe.
No, it was a great win. Great to see them get a win on the board second day out.
Yeah, no, that's very good.
Obviously, there was some really good players. I would give a mention to Jason Jennings. I thought he was very good the last day.
Okay.
But it was actually a very enthralling game with how it started and then how it ended. So tight. Another class.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, how it ended so tight, but it was a great game all in all, and well done to the cadet team. Hopefully they can keep this momentum going throughout their group.
Yeah, exactly. Now we'll move on to the cadet girls basketball managed by Miss Runin and Miss Don and doing
again?
Double duty.
Wow.
Yeah, so wow. And they played against the younger Mount St. Michael students. They played it here in Ballyhawes on the 25th. Another
Is
match
that,
on
that
day.
The fourth game of that day?
I think so, yeah.
Four
there was,
games.
There was a,
wow.
lot of classes getting missed that day. I'm sure the Hubber staff were very pleased. now, the score...
We won't talk about
it too much, but it was their first match.
Yes.
It was their first
you
match.
You have to remember that.
They were a young team, and this, you know, this school, it's not a basketball school. It's a community school. So, you know, we will see how they can improve on that in the future. But I'm excited to see what they can bring us for the next
week.
Oh,
yeah, 100%. Like, you have to remember, you know, we're kind of really football and hurling, and you're bringing clubs together, Ahamore, Taurine,
yeah.
Ballyhawes, which are now apparently St. Jarlett's,
and then
about.
Mr. Ryan puts in the table tennis, so that's covered too.
Yeah, you see, you have all these different things coming together, and then you have the badminton, which Mr. Gormley likes to say is a sport. but I think we'll move on from here onto Camogie.
Yes, match one in the junior Camogie was versus Roscommon Community College, and oh my, ladies
wow,
and gentlemen, do we have a show?
What a score! Can we just talk about this? Played in Ballyhawes,
great,
and wow, the scoreline. I was umpired this game actually.
Okay, you must have had very tired irons.
I
by the
did
end of it.
Because the scoreline was 17-12 to Ballyhawes to 0-0-0.
Cat eyes.
Well, cat eyes. The cat eyes there. But one player I want to give a shout out to is Cathy Greeley.
Yeah.
What a performance. 7-2 from play.
7-2. That's, I mean, that's... We have gone through matches where not even the whole team has gotten
close to it. I don't think I've scored anything near that. I don't even think I've gotten 2 points in my whole time playing football.
And no, I haven't.
No, she's just absolutely outdone both of us there just in one game. Yeah. So what a form is Cathy. Well done to you.
That's excellent. And, you know, I would hate to be on the Roscommon Community College sports guys trying to talk about that match.
I'm sure their podcast isn't as good.
No. Now, we do have an interview from the beautiful Ethan Henry.
Once again.
And the talented Dylan Grork. Interviewing Cathy Greely, the star player, Rebecca Monaghan, Sarah Caulfield, and Aveen Greely. Over to you, you.
So we're here today with Sarah Caulfield, Cathy Greely, Rebecca Monaghan, and Aveen Greely. Sarah, what was going through your head when you hit the ball over the bar today?
I knew if I tried to catch it, I wouldn't be able to catch it, so I hit it in the air and prayed it went over.
That's great. And next now we'll move on to Cathy, who scored an amazing 7-2 today. Cathy, what was the key to your success in getting all these goals?
A lot of balls dropped in, so around the goal, so I just pulled in the left line and hoped it went in.
Aveen, what was the key to keeping the defence so solid today?
Definitely communication. The half-back line were talking to each other and working back and making sure everyone was marking a player.
And finally, we move to Captain Fantastic, Rebecca Monaghan. What do you make of your team's performance today?
Well, we didn't have the usual 15 fight today, but we were able to adapt very easily. We were against the wind the first half, but that didn't stop us. Our short passes were amazing and our communication as a team was immaculate. We played together outside the school, so we were very focused and we knew what we wanted. And in the end, we got 63 points.
Well done to the junior girls. And then we'll now move on to the senior girls, Camogie. They played the first match against Roscommon CBS again. And, you know, the results wasn't as good as the last time. No.
Not quite.
They lost with a score of 4-5 at 0-2, of course, to Roscommon. But, you know, considering how did the junior girls did, I think it evens out more or less.
Yeah, like, I mean, you have to remember it was the senior girls first came out. And as far as I'm aware, anyway, this game was before the juniors. So they got their revenge. Ballyhona's got their revenge. Yeah. They got the last hit.
Exactly.
And you have to remember, 17-12-0 or 4-5-2, I know which is a bigger win.
Yeah.
I'm sure all the listeners out there do as well.
And when we played it, you know, Roscommon was not yet a laughingstock in the Camogie community, as they are
no,
now.
No, yeah, we made a laughingstock of them, you know.
Yes.
And everyone says Mayor about it hurling at Camogie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what does that mean for Roscommon? Sorry to all our Roscommon listeners out there. Not aimed at you. But Game 2.
Yeah.
What a different game it was.
Oh my, they really made an improvement.
Yeah, against Toome this game was, in Ballyhonus. Ballyhonus seems to be the place that we win.
Yeah.
Seems to be. We won this game, and I'll let you tell the listeners the score.
Now, unless my eyes are deceiving me, dear listeners, we have a score of 10-12 to Ballyhonus 2. 0-0. Cat eyes once again, everybody. So we seem to do very good against Toome, which are a hard team to beat because they are, in fact, the fastest county in Ireland.
And why is that, Adam?
They're also not a county. That's my mistake.
Well, all I have to say about that game is Toome's scoreline there kind of looks like a game that Unite would be playing soccer in.
Oh!
0-0.
Uncalled for, as was scoring in that game.
An interview. We have an interview by Dylan Gwark.
Again.
With Leisha Greely and Caoimhe Delaney. So over to you, Dylan.
So we're here with Caoimhe Delaney, joint captain, and Leisha Greely, the midfielder from today's battle with Toome. Caoimhe, is there any good things that came out of the game?
There's a lot of improvements from the last day, yeah. Everyone worked together as a team a lot better this week. There's a lot more communication, which is one thing we said we wanted to work on. Playing together and just everyone enjoying the game and taking their shots. And it just paid off today.
Leisha, how did you find the game?
I think today was a great improvement from last week. Worked a lot better together and I think it really showed in the pitch. We were winning all our puckouts and the other team's puckouts, so that really helped us as well.
Is there any disadvantages to take from today's game?
Well, there's always improvements that can be made every day. Never going to have a perfect day. I suppose we can always work on our forward play a bit more, just communication on the pitch as well. We did improve, but you can always get better at that. Look, just finding the better play is a better option as well.
Did you see any standout players?
Sarah D, definitely. She saved us two or three times to keep them from not scoring. Nora Flanagan in centre forward and Ava Devaney in centre back, also two key players, and Kate Tenner in full forward line. She scored a good few goals.
So well done to the senior Camogie team there on their win. And now we will move on to hurling, which is obviously a very Irish sport.
Yes, I mean, what is more Irish than a bunch of men in a field hitting each other with sticks?
I certainly don't know anything, that's for sure. But in their first game, they were playing St. Coleman's of Claremorris. And what a result for them. What a result. Obviously, wow. Claremorris, they have a very strong panel there. For their senior team. But Ballyhawn is coming out on top in this game.
Yeah, with a result of 3-2-2 to 2-7, all of the twos.
And no, they are not the lotto numbers. That is the result of the game. You will not get away with that. But what a win for them. Seriously, it was a great game, I heard. And to give us his thoughts on this game, we actually have Mr. Woolley. So over to you, Mr. Woolley.
How do you think Ballyhawn has performed against Claremorris the last day?
On our first day out, I think they did a fantastic job for the simple reason that we have a huge diversity on the team, from four lads that were involved with the Mayo under-20s down to lads that were on the Mayo under-15 team now, all of them playing a good standard of hurling. The under-15s lads are just after coming off the back of winning an All-Ireland, which means, you know, that they're in great shape. The under-20s have that physicality that will bring to the game. I know Claremorris were a little under strength because they had football on that day, but for us personally, it was a fantastic game, just purely because we need to get the season off to a good start. We're in the D division this year in Connacht Hurling. We played C last year when we went out in the first round, so the D division gives us a very realistic expectation of doing well. We have four teams in Lachincross, Eastsky, Gerards of Castlebar and St. Pat's in our group. So I suppose it may sound a little bit cocky, but I think realistically we should be able to compete with any of those teams. And if we can compete with any of those teams, it will leave us in a position that we're in a Connacht semi-final. It's been 5 years since we've been in a Connacht semi-final. So with a bit of luck, if all goes well, I think that Coleman's game should set us up for what hopefully will be a reasonably long year.
That's brilliant to hear. And my final question to you is, obviously you play a big part in all the sports going on in the school. So how do you think the school has performed generally in all the sports so far this year?
The first thing I'd have to say is we have 22 different sports or 22 different teams that represent the school so far already this year. Across all grades, from girls football to camogie to basketball, lads football, hurling, camogie and everything as well. And our success rate is, so far has been almost 80%, in that we've won an awful lot more than we've lost. How are we doing? Well, the fact that I'd say nearly over 300 kids have worn the school jersey already this year is a great testament to the 27 teachers that are volunteering to give up their time to train these. So to answer your question, how are we doing? I think we're doing fantastically well, but the season has only just started. I know by Christmas we'll have a clearer picture as to where we're at, but so far I would say we're heading up the right direction.
That's lovely. Thanks for your time, sir.
Now we are done with hurling and camogie and moving on to the ladies' football and the junior section, managed by Miss O'Connor and Miss Garvey, my old maths teachers.
And in their first game, they played Boyle, and they had actually a very good win. Yep. They won 5-8-3-11. Very good game there for Ballyhawn. Good start to the season. In their second game, they played Ballinamore, and yet again, it was another victory for Ballyhawn.
Wow.
So a great start to the season.
Yeah, not a lot of teams are starting off as strong as this. And then for game three, they played against Strokestown. Now, Strokestown did win. It was a score of 620 to 114 to Strokestown. But with two out the door so good, you know, who can blame them too much?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great start, and that will put them in a very good position in their group, and it will help them feed into the rest of the season. Now, a few mentions we want to give is to the top scorers for the juniors. We have Laura Flanagan, Alicia Greeley, Aoife Collins, and Cathy Greeley. So well done to you all, performing well for your team. And well done to the juniors on their results.
We're now moving on to the senior girls football, which have been put into a very competitive group and have been working really hard. Their managers are Miss Phillips and Miss Ronayne.
Obviously, Miss Ronayne, coming from a very sporty background, being a Mayo Ladies footballer herself.
Yes, yeah, always good to see a certified county baller in our midst, managing one of our teams.
Of course, that's great to see. Also a new teacher in the school.
Yes,
so it's great to see her getting involved. In game one, we played Headford. It was a very tough game, but sadly, Ballyhawness lost out. But it was a very good game to watch. In game two, they played Dunmore. Yet again, Ballyhawness lost out, but they tried very hard.
Tough game.
And to actually tell us about this game, we have Sinead, who caught up with a couple of the players from that day.
I'm here with Isabel Coggins and Shannon Hibbett, who are both playing on the senior girls games today. Isabel in corner forward and Shannon in centre field. Shannon, what did you think of the game today? What were your thoughts? You just fell that little bit short near the end of the second half. And what do you think could have been improved by that?
Yeah, first of all, we were going into the game missing a good few girls. The Ballyhawness girls, they have a final this weekend, so we were missing a good few of them. Also, our captain, Cuiv Delaney, was injured, another huge loss. So straight away, we were kind of seemed ourselves going on in off the back foot. We started off the match nonetheless really well. We got a few good scores. Everyone, the scores were spread out between everyone. We went in half time, we were 4 or 5 points up, good, decent lead. We came out in the second half and Dunmore were absolutely gunning for us. We weren't expected. Maybe you could even say we were caught off guard by the intensity Dunmore brought to the game. And simply, we couldn't retain our kickouts. When you can't retain your kickouts, you can't bring the ball up. Can't bring the ball up, we can't score. And that's where I think we went wrong in the second half. I think we only got one or two scores in the second half. And I think that's what led to the downfall.
Perfect. Isabel, I know we have a game next week, next Thursday. What do you think could be changed from today to give us that big boost that we had in the first half?
Yeah, like as Shannon said, definitely the heads went down. So we start off, if a few goals go in, keep the heads up. And also when the ball does come into the forward line, like just to have some composure on the ball, you know, not panic, because a few times today, maybe sloppy passes up front because we were panicked, we didn't know what to do. You know, just be more clinical on the ball. There's a few really good scorers in there. We're well able just to pop them over. So, yeah.
Perfect. And girls, you're both Glavies girls yourself. So, obviously, you would have known a few of these Dunmore girls on the team. You would have played club football with them, maybe.
Yeah.
How did you feel playing with them? And was it a little bit tense? Did you find it hard playing with girls that you've played with growing up?
Yeah, it is weird playing against girls that you would be playing against all year, playing with all year. So, it's an unusual circumstance to be in. Nonetheless, they did put it up to us. There was no hiding the fight in them. But yeah, look, it all came down to the day. They came for us. They had their homework done, and they knew what they were at. So yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much, girls, for your time.
Now, thank you there for the interview, and we're moving on to the senior boys football that sadly lost on their first game, and for their second game against Louis, we definitely saw an improvement. They only lost by a point, so close to a win, and I think there were some talented players on Louis that were hard to beat anyway.
Yeah, they had some very good players out there, and actually to tell us more about this game, we have a report done by Shannon Moylan.
Our senior boys football face St. Louis today on the 12th of October in the second round of the C Championship in Ballyhawness this afternoon. St. Louis Kilshma made the short journey to Ballyhawness GA pitch on a wonderful sunny afternoon with perfect conditions for championship football. Ballyhawness unfortunately fell short by 1 point, leaving St. Louis with the win on a final scoreline of 3-14 to 4-10 to Kilshma. Keane Burke set Ballyhawness off to an outstanding start with a goal in the first few minutes. However, it wasn't long before St. Louis brought the sides back level again. Despite some of the superb defending from Ballyhawness, particularly by Conor Henry, Micheál Finnegan and Charlie Johnston, Kilshma led at half-time to a scoreline of 2-9 to 2-5. Shane Gallagher, Sean Brehney and Luke Curran were outstanding for BCS and really drove our lads on. Senan Guilfoyle, Sean Linsky and Keane Burke scored some impressive scores too. However, St. Louis' Tom O'Flaherty and Conal Breslin showed their county pedigree, which proved to be too much for the home side. Full-time score here in Ballyhawness, 3-14 to 4-10,
I'm Shannon Moylan, reporting for BCS Sport.
Thank you, Shannon, for that. And finally, in their final game, they played Lewisburg. And what an improvement it was by Mr. Mitchell's men. They won by 12 points on a scoreline of 5-17 to 2-11. What an improvement it was from the other two games, and it really shows the talent that that bunch has. So now we will cut to Adam Walsh, who interviewed Sean Linsky.
Here with Sean Linsky now from the senior boys football team, in high spirits following his first win following two losses. Now, you lost 7 against Ball and did a lot of improvements against St. Louis, but still lost by a point. So how does it feel now to be coming away with a win?
Yeah, I think we've made huge gains since the previous two games. I think our hand passing was way better, and like our decision making, we weren't as sloppy, and we just worked as a team then defensively and crowded them out well, and we're doing good turnovers.
And yeah, and it's always good to see a bit of improvement, because for all the teamwork, you're not going to win every time, but it's important you can come back the second or maybe the third time. Now, not to put you on the spot too much, Sean, but if you had to pick a man of the match for the game, who would you say?
I'd probably say Daniel Hagney or David Smith, two of them got on the scoreboard a good bit and played well.
Yeah, high praise now coming from Sean Linsky. Thank you very much, Sean.
Okay, and that is a great interview, if I may say so myself. And that's all we have for the senior boys football.
So now we will swiftly move on to the junior boys football, where Ballyhawness junior team played Boyle the last day. They came out victors, winning by one singular point.
Excellent.
On a scoreline of 110 to 2-6.
Wow.
I heard it was a brilliant game.
Molly Collins, please come to the office to please oblige.
Thanks, Molly.
Yeah, Molly, I think you're wanted. I heard it was a great game. We got talking with Mr. Caulfield, who is, of course, the manager of that team. He said they had very good structure in the first half, that Jarlis Kincannon and Senan Guilfoyle were two standout players. Slowly into the second half, apparently they lost their structure a bit, but Marcus Denning and Owen Conlon came on and gave them a bit more strength.
Yeah, great to see.
So you love to see it, a great start to their campaign as well, and hopefully they can keep this powering forward to continue with their junior campaign.
Now, for the second match with the juveniles, Mr. Duffy spoke to us, telling us that we are in a crew with Ball and Kilchamaw, and our first match against Ball did come to a draw, with a last-minute goal that just managed to kind of even it out.
Just nick it at the end.
Now, he did say that there was a bit of bad luck with games being cancelled, which is a shame. That doesn't give us much to report on, but it is good to see. A draw is always better than a win, and they are playing Ball after the midterm, and they get to be playing each team twice, and they then have a championship, the O'Hare Cup, I believe, after Christmas. So we have a lot
big
coming up
coming
from them.
The juveniles.
So thank you very much, Mr. Duffy, and stay tuned for more information on that.
So yeah, hopefully we can keep these sports coming.
Yeah.
Some great results there, we must say.
Yeah, no, really good, positive report. I mean, you know, we wouldn't want to be going on and talking about all the matches that have lost on our very first episode. But I know, I think that it's great to see. And when you have it all laid out like that, you really see just how talented we students are in the school in sports. And there's so many people putting in a lot of effort and a lot of work and a lot of time. And it's really paying off and kind of putting us out there.
And what a wide variety we have, going from basketball, hurling, camogie, football. Like, we've everything covered, and I just would like to say well done to all the teams that took part and who represented our school proudly. We're all very proud of you here, and a big thank you from myself here as the co-host to everyone who helped report back.
Yeah, and thank you just so much for listening, and make sure to join in on our next episodes and share with your friends and your family and anyone who might be interested in listening. I'm Adam Walsh.
And I'm Ethan Henry.
And this is the BCS Sports Podcast.